Yeah, nice one to Callum and Neil there. Craig, they were trying to get in our heads last night, trying to get the early boot in by lighting up the Royal Live buildings in royal blue. Not asked. Absolutely not asked.
Oh my God. Oh, like, why is it when it comes up to the Merseyside Derby that all you see is loads of blues on Twitter saying, the Cobbites heads are falling off, they're falling off. Why? Yous are sixth. And this is as good as yous have been for a while. And still that doesn't worry me. And I am so excited. And you know, I basically going into the game in Paris the other night, I said to myself, look, I would take getting beat tonight to wallop Everton everywhere on Sunday. And you know, I think we've just talked about Jurgen's mood. We've talked about, like, you know, I'm sure how the players are feeling, and they're going to be getting into that game, you know, wanting to turn things around. And what better opposition to be the brunt of that than Everton, especially at a time where they're for some reason crowing a little bit and confident. And it's as Ian said earlier, how many points have we dropped in the league this year? Four?
Three, I think, isn't it?
Three?
Yeah.
So there's been two draws in there, and they were against Chelsea and City.
And then Arsenal.
Of course, yeah. And the Arsenal.
Oh, 6 points dropped.
Yeah, six. So, you know, it's going to be a difficult day for Everton on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it is the best time, isn't it? Because what was strange about last season, I think, is even though they managed to get themselves up for a derby bit, there was still a portion of me who was sort of crying it in. It feels like there's less of that this time, which just makes me all the more like hungry to beat them. I've seen things on Twitter in the week saying that they're going to show their true supremacy and that we're struggling to meet our expectations and all that kind of thing. And lads, we're unbeaten and we're second in the league and we're 2 points behind what many are classing as the best team in Europe and the best Premier League team of all time. Don't worry about us.
You'd have to go a long way to find a more deluded fan base than that Loughton over the park.